This is KCUR 89.3. School lunches have long been the target of jokes, but in 2012, those jokes turned to complaints from students and parents alike when congressionally mandated nutrition standards took effect. In the years since, some schools have succeeded in getting kids to eat, if not appreciate, the healthier meals and snacks that were authorized by the requirements. Heartland Health Monitor's Brian Thompson revisits the initial controversy and takes us to a Kansas school that's among the success stories.
When the new law went into effect, mandating a greater emphasis on fruits and vegetables, students at Wallace County High School in Sharon Springs, with the help of some of the staff, produced a music video parody that quickly went viral. The video portrayed student-athletes collapsing from hunger. Elaine Fisher heads the school nutrition program in the small northwest Kansas town. She sympathizes, but only to a point. She says her meals are carefully planned to give growing kids the calories they need to pay attention in the classroom and push themselves in sports, even after starting the day with chores on the farm.
We serve them enough here that if they take everything off of our main line and then they have access to the fresh vegetables and the fruit and stuff off the garden bar, they shouldn't be hungry.
The kids must have come to the same conclusion because, Fisher says, the controversy has died out. 3 hours to the south at Liberal High School, students aren't producing protest videos, but they're also not ready to give their cafeteria a 5-star rating.
Like, there's no flavor or anything, and like, I feel like there's not enough food.
It's great that we can get as much as we can of vegetables and fruits and stuff, but I guess me personally, I like to have more meat and stuff.
It was nasty. It wasn't as good.
Bailey Crozier, Chris Bowman, and Shea Wiltshire are all athletes. Nutrition Services Director Connie Votes takes the critical reviews in stride.
It always amuses me to hear the kids say that the food is nasty, but you look down at clean plates. So what does that tell you?
It tells Votes that while it may not be McDonald's or Pizza Hut, the food is acceptable.
Our goal is to teach kids healthy eating habits, to put nutritious food in front of them, and hopefully if you put it in front of them day after day, you know, they've learned to respect and appreciate what healthy, nutritious food is.
Votes isn't just any school nutrition director. She's one of a handful recognized by two national foundations for her innovative approach to getting students to eat healthier. Stephanie Scarmo is the lead researcher for a school nutrition project funded by Pew Charitable Trusts and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says Votes was singled out for a program she launched 2 years ago called Second Chance Breakfast. It operates from a kiosk in the commons area between the first and second class periods.
And so as the bell rings and kids get out of class, they can grab a healthy breakfast and take it to their next classroom. And she told us during her participation in our expert panel that she's able to serve over 400 kids in 5 minutes with this type of grab-and-go option.
Eating breakfast improves academic performance, according to Cheryl Johnson. She's in charge of nutrition and wellness programs at the Kansas State Department of Education.
And also, when the students eat breakfast, then the calories in the lunch, it fills them up because they have had breakfast.
Johnson says when she spot checks school cafeterias around the state, she sees kids, especially the younger ones, eating more fruits and vegetables, and the amount of food thrown away has not increased. Those are signs, she says, that the changes that sparked so much controversy in the beginning are now working without much fanfare. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Brian Thompson.